Here's a opportunity. The University of Fine Arts in Hamburg, Germany, is ready to award three people grants for doing nothing.
Hey, I like those kinds of grants.
Here we go.
Apply?
The school says applicants are free to choose their own form of idleness, any activity to abstain from, and the panel of school officials will choose the best three ideas. A spokesperson with the school says doing nothing is not easy. You are going to have to focus on active inactivity. That doesn't sound like an oxymoron. Active inactivity. If you say you are not going to move for a week, that's impressive. If you propose that you are not going to move or think for a week, that might be even better. The activity that you're going to engage in is up to you. If you say you're not going to sleep, you probably couldn't do that for just a couple of days. If you say you're not going to shop, that's something that could sustain you for a lot longer. The school said the grant money will be issued when the chosen applicants submit their experience reports in mid-January.
What is it they're trying to learn?
Well, it is part of an exhibition called The School of Inconsequentiality. The exhibition, they want to explore the question, what can I refrain from so that my life has fewer negative consequences on the lives of others?
I got it.
Whoa. Okay, what's your inactivity?
I'm going to refrain from paying tuition for that course.
So maybe refrain from using your cell phone?
I guess that could be.
TV, radio?
Any form
of media?
Don't say that.
I know. Well,
okay, I understand where you're
going. Are you
going
supposed to live like a monk? Is that what you're doing?
Hey, there you go. That's
refrain from leaving your house. A lot of people can qualify for that one.
Yeah.
Already doing The school hopes that this will explore the relationship between how society encourages sustainability and how society places values on material success. So you become inactive, and you can still apparently be successful. I don't know.
They all signing up for it in Washington.
They don't get anything done, do they?
If you'd like a bunch to be inactive,
they don't even have to try.
Well, it's funny you say, we're joking, but the spokesperson says this is not a joke. It's an experiment with serious intentions. How can you turn a society that is structured around achievement and accomplishment and turn it around on its head to the opposite direction, where inactivity becomes the activity?
If we're built on achievement, why are they trying to discourage achievement?
No, you can achieve things by doing nothing sometimes.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, you can achieve nothing.
Yeah. On certain days, I like that kind of achievement. And I strive for that achievement.
And frankly, on certain days, I'm better off doing nothing. Because sometimes the more you try to do something, the worse the day gets.
There's a school that specializes in humanity and philosophy.
Oh, that's too deep for me. University of Fine Arts in Hamburg, in case you're interested.